I was born.
The Worth app makes ordering your workshop consumables and products a breeze. Download it today. The value of coin increased by 1 cent today to $3.49. What is your coin worth today?
Breakfast with Gary Ryan and Tim Watson.
Thanks for your company on SEN Breakfast. David King and Jack Heaven in for Gary Lyon and Tim Watson. The boys will be back next Friday for their farewell show for 2020. Kingy, you are glued to the Fox Footy replay that's going on right now.
Yeah, Fremantle and West Coast. 82 points the difference at the moment. Not sure why we're showing this one, but it's a ripper.
You're the man with the pull at Fox Footy. Why have you got this on?
No, Paul, I'm just, I don't know why this is on. Is this the first time they played?
I think so, yeah. Don Pike just kicked a ripper.
Donny Pike, didn't he look different?
Yeah.
Always good to watch. Always good fun.
0433 98 11 16 to join us. Now, here at SEN, we are obviously extremely passionate about our late, great mate, Danny Frawley. And I know someone you did a lot of work with, Kingy, as well. It's been a little over a year. It only feels like yesterday, to be honest. And at times, it's still quite painful when we think about it. He was such a driver of culture within this place. We've been talking about drivers. He was a driver at Fox. He was a driver at Triple M before that. But where he was a driver more than anywhere else, Kingy, was around footy clubs. That was his home space. That was where he lived and breathed. And that's where he was driving cultures.
A real character, you know, up for a laugh. Just wanted to have fun. And it's really sad. In a way, we didn't really appreciate what we had at the time, I don't think. And now that he's gone, it has left a big hole in certainly it has at Fox. I can say that. I mean, we've seen the show, The Bounce.
Yep.
Change gears over the last sort of 12 months or so. It's a different product without him.
It's definitely left a hole with us here as well as here at SEN. And just over a year since Danny's sad passing, he had some visions around the community and around the way that the St Kilda Footy Club, he wanted them to connect with the community. And the federal government are helping to make that dream a reality. Josh Frydenberg, the federal treasurer, joins us here on SEN Breakfast. Josh, thank you for your time. And as you could obviously imagine, it's something that we're so passionate about here with helping the legacy of Spud live on. And this announcement today is a fantastic one.
Yeah, good to be with you, boys. Well, Danny Frawley was a legend of the game, admired as much for his achievements on the field as, you know, for his good humour and good nature off the field. And as his wife, Anita, has talked about, he had a great passion to make a difference in the field of mental health, as he had his own challenges as well. And the announcement by the federal government today, and I note that the state government is also making a significant contribution, will help that vision of Danny's become a reality, because we'll be building at Down at Moorabbin a new centre, a wellbeing hub, a community hub, which will honour his memory, fulfil his legacy, and enable a lot more people to be conscious of mental health issues and to get the support that they need.
What sort of support? You can just give us a little bit of an insight into what will be offered, Josh, if you can, just so that we all know exactly what the Danny Frawley Centre will provide.
Well, sure, Kingy. We're putting in, at the federal government level, $8.5 million. That will help develop multi-purpose spaces, which can be used for school and community groups. They'll be running programs involving AFL players and medical specialists. There'll be education facilities, consulting suites. They'll be able to host events. There'll be a key information point. And as you know, in the surrounding area, there's hundreds of thousands of people, let alone all those that are connected with the St Kilda Football Club. And there will be a real focus on mental health, well-being, education, and ensuring that there's also the medical support for people who have acute and challenging problems.
And from everything we can tell, Josh, the St Kilda Footy Club, which was Danny's home and something he was so extremely passionate about, they've been huge for this process as well.
Absolutely. I mean, this has been initiated by the St Kilda Football Club and obviously strongly supported by Danny Frawley's family. And so real credit to the team down at St Kilda for what they've done. And I'll be visiting later this morning down to Moorabbin, as you know, the home of Baldock and Barker and obviously Spud Frawley and Lockett. And would you believe they were allowing a Carlton supporter onto the hallowed turf down there? So, you know, that's a sin in itself. But look, I'm looking forward to going down there and meeting with the players and the clubs. I understand Nick Riewoldt and others will be down there too, because Danny was so well loved by the community at large, and this is a fitting tribute to him.
How big an issue is the mental health challenge, and how big is it going to become over the next few years, Josh? I think that everyone's been really challenged through 2020 in their own way, if they weren't already impacted or struggling. Where do you see it, and how big an issue is it for your government?
Well, it's a big issue for the country, and it certainly was on the front pages and front of mind even before the COVID pandemic, which particularly here in Victoria has exacerbated some of the challenges for younger people. I mean, to put it in perspective for you, Kingy and Jack, 65,000 Australians tragically try and take their life every year, and 8 families lose a loved one every day. Mm. 6 of those 8 tend to be men, and if you're aged between 15 and 44, the greatest threat to your life is actually suicide. And if you're in the Indigenous community, you're twice as likely than if you're non-Indigenous to lose your life through suicide. If you're a veteran who's under the age of 30, you're twice as likely to lose your life to suicide than if you're over 30 as a veteran. So this is a really big problem, and that's why having not only the health services are important, but also having the education and the information so you can be involved in the prevention stage, not just in the cure. And we've seen through lockdown, which was obviously very harsh for lots of people, a dramatic increase in the number of young people who have been presenting to medical departments with the threat of suicide. And that is obviously something that we have to watch very closely. And as a federal government, we're investing heavily in it. So it's a difficult topic. And for anyone listening to your program who have issues, I would honestly just recommend to them to go and seek that help through Lifeline or Beyond Blue or the many other incredible services like Headspace that are on offer.
Agree. I think, Josh, it's a brilliant announcement. And as we say, anything associated with Danny is something that we'll always throw our weight and support behind here at SEN. And it's resonating really well, which is fantastic. Just on the Blues, while we've got you, I know that you're a Blues supporter that's being allowed into Carlton, into St Kilda headquarters today. What did you make of their year?
Look, I thought we were knocking on the door of the 8. Lost a few close games, but we also won a few close games. But I think some of the recruits that were picked up over the break, and obviously, you know, Cripper is, you know, among the best in the league. And we've got some real skill there. I mean, troubling to see Kerno continue to have injuries because we need him up forward. But I think we've got the makings of a good team. We've got a really good coach. So hopefully we'll knock on the door of the finals this next year.
See, Josh, sometimes I just question. Yeah, Jack. I question whether politicians or those in this field actually are rusted on supporters or not. But when Josh goes with Cripper off the top, I feel like he's there. I feel like you actually are a Collingwood man.
Dan Magro, we still hold a grudge against him. But I'm from that day, Kingy, Jack, you know, where I used to go and watch Vinny Cotoggia and Mark Azzani and Kenny Hunter and Chuka Howell and, you know, Mike Fitzpatrick and all Southby and all the great players, Greg Wills. So I'm old enough to remember, you know, those great days.
I was going to test you out, Josh.
And everyone else.
I was going to test you out and say, what did you make of the delisting?
Well, Kenny, you might not remember, but we caught up at a breakfast with the Kew Rovers because I'm the number one ticket holder down there.
Yep.
And I remember when you came and spoke to the group. So I love my local community clubs in Kooyong, but I also love my Blues as well. Like my dad, because my dad grew up in Carlton, so it runs in the blood.
Well, Josh, before we let you go, how would you rate Kingy's speaking work? I mean, he's done a lot of it over the journey. Was he motivating? Do you think he'd get a go in question time?
Mixing with the kids.
Geez, you know, I thought he was like Tom Hanks, you know. He just had encyclopedic knowledge of the game. I mean, you know, life is like a box of chocolates, isn't it? I mean, this guy knew it all. So, I love watching Fox Footy. I have to tell you, guys, that I've been stuck in Canberra for pretty much 90 of the last 100 days putting together the budget and responding to the COVID crisis. But there was nothing more than I loved than going back to my hotel room and just turning on Fox Footy and watching these guys just talk and talk and talk. It was a great relief, boys.
Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it. And as I say, anything involving our great mate Spud, we'll always be not only interested in, but we'll throw our weight behind. So it's fantastic that the federal government are doing the same. And thanks for joining us today.
Good to be with you guys.
Josh Frydenberg, the Treasurer of Australia, joining us here on SEN Kingy. It's not normally a space that we would play in, but as I say, when it involves Spud and when it involves a significant announcement like this, it's worth talking about.
Some of the numbers that he presented there, it was just frightening, aren't they? Mm. I mean, it's great that this initiative's getting off the ground and some significant money's being invested. So a great cause, and I look forward to seeing more about that in the news today.
You're with SEN Breakfast. Stay with us. Plenty more to come.